Hello, welcome to the Callcast. Now it's time to take a listen with Casey and Luke. Here you go.
Running on a green light, daddy-o.
Running on a green light.
All right. Welcome to the Callcast.
Welcome.
I'm Luke, and...
And Luke pointed at me. Oh, yeah, I'm Casey. That's right.
And your name is?
You looked like an announcer there. Just I know. Like, and action.
Yeah, I know, sorry. That was really cool. I was being pro.
You were being recorded. So what up, listener?
Yeah. This is the day after we've officially gone live and...
Yeah, people seem to have clicked it. It's like 30-something people have actually clicked on it, and then like half of them went,
Yeah, but the other half of them actually listened to it.
Well, at least clicked on it for a minute until they started hearing it, and then they went,
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they thought, but that's cool. You guys, in the future, if you feel like it, feel free to leave comments.
Probably better not, but be nice. We're really fragile.
Okay, don't leave comments. Fuck off. No. I don't know. I'm conflicted now.
Nah. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care.
So, what's on the agenda for this evening?
The agenda, I'm going to crush all your dreams about J.K. Rowling's being cool.
Oh. Well, I know that there are some misconceptions about, I mean, they kind of made up a fable around her, like...
being cool.
Being single and everything. Well, no, I don't know about that. But anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, I'm really kind of excited about what you just let me in on.
Jenks' interpretation of the Bible is pretty, it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, he reads it. It's not really much of an interpretation of the bitter waters they do.
Yeah. Apparently in Numbers it says that if your wife cheats on you, you take her to the priest and you gotta put some...
We'll get to that. We'll get to
dirt
that. We'll get
and some that. Barley. Yeah, okay. We'll get to that.
God being pro-abortion.
I have some happy Kansas... No, it's not happy. I have some Kansas politics news.
Okay. We should definitely do.
Yeah, because can't go through a show without reminding everybody how shitty things are in Kansas.
An anagram is when something... like, is like scuba with self-contained underwater breathing apparatus? Like that? That's an anagram?
No, that's... Anagram is when something's... No. I just forgot what it...
Regardless, and this is when they stop listening because this guy...
They're like, what the fuck?
These guys are either complete morons or stoned out of
their
boards.
I have no idea what an anagram is. No.
The answer is both, listener. Regardless, the word news is an anagram. I'm almost positive that's what it is. It's north, east, west, and south. It's where the information all comes from. So, yeah. Maybe we should get news from the north, news from the east, news from the west, and news from the south.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any... Yeah.
There's not very much news from the north, is there?
No.
East, west, and south, we could handle.
Yeah, I don't know. If we're talking about Kansas, I think the only news is the call news, motherfucker. Right around here. So, I'll just get right into poor J.K. Rowling's.
Alright, give it to me.
So, apparently, she's not necessarily super, super pro-Israel, but she's come out against, like, the boycotting of Israel.
I think that's an arguably fair thing to... I don't... That's such a difficult topic.
Well, she signed an open letter opposing a cultural boycott of Israel. And, you know, her stance is... that it would be divisive, discriminatory, and would not further peace, and that cultural dialogue was better. But, you know, that's also kind of a... Anyway, and this article just kind of says, yeah, you know, her left-wing fan base was kind of
disgruntled
upset.
With it.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I think she's right, and like I am not by any stretch pro Israel. I think that there needs to as fucked up as I think the situation is over there, and I think this is a really deep thing to be jumping into. It's so early on in any podcast, let alone like what is this episode 4 maybe?
Yeah, who knows? Something like that.
Good God. Anyhow, regardless of what we're gonna
solve the problems in the Middle East before this one's over.
Today, listener. regardless of what side you're on, regardless of what you think about what's going on over there, we all agree that it's fucking bullshit. It's nonsense. Whatever led to all of this doesn't matter at this point. We should be looking forward instead of looking back. We can't change the past, and the past is what got us here. How do I explain this? Yeah, I think Israel is in the wrong place. We can't do anything about that. We can't just pick up Israel and move them. Now, we can try and figure out some sort of two-state solution. I guess, maybe long story short, that's what I just should have said. And that's all she's saying here is we need to be more diplomatic. We can't just say goodbye to an entire culture of people just because they're assholes about this situation.
Yeah. Like some internet troll yelling at her. His little quote is, "Look at the Wizarding War," they said. If Harry had tried to coax Lord Voldemort to a UN summit in Geneva rather than destroying his Horcruxes, everyone would have ended up dead.
And that's a valid point. That's a valid point. However, what we're dealing with isn't Lord Voldemort. It's an entire nation of complex individuals.
Benjamin Netanyahu is not Lord Voldemort, is what you're saying. You're going to come out with that stance, huh? Lord Voldemort and Benjamin Netanyahu are not the same person.
I'll go with that. But
Casey's rubbing his eyes.
But because I think there's much more potential that it could be Putin is Voldemort.
Vladimir Putin. It's true. Does Voldemort ride around on horseback without a shirt on, though?
No, but you could totally see him doing it. It just seems like something he would do.
He's a little pompous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I kind of just thought, oh, that's a little bit short-sighted, and
I don't think it is. I think it's long-sighted because you can't just say, oh, fuck Israel completely.
No, that's not what I think either. I think my main issue is that, like, if you tell the Palestinian people, who have definitely suffered a lot of brutality under Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu under his reign,
mm-hmm.
you tell them, just go to the table with old Netanyahu, you know, come on, over and over again. And the thing is that, you know...
Now, is she telling that to Palestine? Are those words directed at Palestine, or are those words directed globally? Because if those words are directed at Palestine, she's full of shit.
Well, yeah.
Palestine should... Or the first people that should be boycotting Israel. Anyone that has a direct...
Yeah, I think it's in response to a cultural boycott that other people have brought up, like other authors, movie stars, actors, writers, whatever.
Well, and that's the thing, is that like this is a boycott bandwagon that I don't necessarily think is our place. Like, maybe it is, but it shouldn't. But it's not to be directed at Israel so much as our own states and our own states' interference with Israel and our own states' support of Israel, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, because we shouldn't be fucking around with... I mean, that's what got us there in the first place, is us fucking around with foreign states. Like, I am not that deep into politics. You know what? I'm in no way...
We're more local than global.
Fuck, dude. I've just got my head up my ass. There's no way I'm qualified to be in front of a microphone talking about anything, but I'm going to do it anyway. fuck it. I think she's right. I honestly do. You got to keep an open dialogue. I think that the fight is real. I think those people should definitely have a cultural... Like, I'm not eating at Chick-fil-A ever again. Yeah, I used to eat at Chick-fil-A at the fucking school. It was good. I mean, it was shit food, but it was easy, and it was chicken, which is bland, and I like bland, boring food.
Yeah. She said, Dumbledore is an academic, and he believes with certain channels of that certain channels of communication should always remain open.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And see, I don't think that that's a terrible stance to take necessarily, but I think that I don't know if just telling people that, I don't know, to me it's like kind of ignoring the reality of how Benjamin Netanyahu acts towards the whole idea of having a Palestinian state, you know, and it's just...
Globally, we need to do something about the way he acts.
Well,
does that mean that globally we need to shut him down? No. I think that globally we need to keep him sitting
at the
table. Are you
sure he's not Voldemort?
I'm pretty sure he's not Voldemort.
All right. For this analogy, though, it works really well.
It could.
No, I obviously don't know anything about it either. But it does kind of seem like he's a real stick in the mud about letting these people exist, even though their country's been there for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Before
mm-hmm.
we plopped Israel down on top of it and we're
yep.
like, ah.
Absolutely. You and I both agree on that. And she probably does too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That doesn't mean that we have to be really careful when we do any amount of screw the Jews, screw the any group, but specifically Jews.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily worried.
He laughs
about...
uncomfortably.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just not like, I'm not it's... seeing myself going down the road of anti-Semitism. I just think...
But that's what she's trying to say.
I know, I just think Benjamin Netanyahu is a fucking nutcase.
Absolutely.
He's a Yahoo.
And it sucks that we can't as you know, normal, you know, somewhat sane,
I wouldn't
average people.
Or that far either.
I don't know. It disappoints me that we can't say we don't like the things that Israel does without being labeled anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And that's what the right tends to jump to. And doing an entire global boycott on Israel is jackassery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people with entrenched in this fight, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't you? But maybe I think that there's a better voice. I think that there's a better... Education is always the answer. We need to get people understanding that there is an issue and that they should be upset with the United States government or the UK government and how they have been supporting Israel.
You know what America
needs?
That's
what needs to happen. It's not a black and white issue like she's trying to make it.
No. What America needs is another really, really big rock concert for charity. We need like a We Are the World for Palestine. Like a concert for Bangladesh. Except for the...
All right, get on that, listener.
All the rock stars are dead and the musicians of today aren't musicians.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Don't they call that Coachella? But they don't get, they give the money to Apple or something.
But Apple gets all the money. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I've never been, but I think you're right.
Fuck.
Everybody's buying Apple product.
So this young adult author doesn't know is
I know, it's
not perfect
as,
at international politics.
It's almost as like crappy as like some fourth-rate podcast trying to talk about it. Huh?
Yeah. What is this, Yahoo News? Come on.
Yeah, Yahoo News. Ding!
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think about the anonymous unhooding a bunch of KKK people?
Did they do it? I know they said they were
going
to.
They're supposed to start coming out today.
Huzzah.
I haven't looked it up yet.
Well, I mean...
But, you know... They released the list.
I suppose
on Twitter.
That if there are any some big surprises, we'll hear about them soon. You know.
Yeah. Well, there was a list of like four. It was like a list of like mayors of cities that they released beforehand.
What?
You didn't read about the list? All
list
right.
of mayors?
Yeah, there was a couple like three or four.
I'm guessing they're in the South.
A lot of them were, yeah.
It's not going to be like the mayor of Buffalo.
No. There's a lot of denials, of course, but, yes, a couple senators and a few mayors. Let's see. Let's read them all out loud for public shaming this week since we don't have a good one. And see, it's funny because this is probably a preemptive public shaming because they haven't fully released the list yet. But Tom Tillis, Republican,
North Carolina.
John Cornyn, Republican, Texas. Dan Coats, Republican, Indiana. Johnny Isaacson, Republican, Georgia. As members of the KKK. It's weird, they're all Republicans. Hmm. Anonymous has also outed several mayors of major U.S. cities. Madeline
Ruggiero
of Knoxville. Jim Gray of Lexington. And Jim Gray is an openly gay mayor. And he's also denying it. Paul D. Frame of Norfolk, Virginia. Kent Glenn of Osceola, Florida.
Ocala, sorry.
Osceola, whatever. Tom Henry of Fort Wayne, Indiana. You know, I am always thankful for Florida because they are
not tiny towns.
No. They are the only state in the nation that makes us not look as shitty as we are, Florida. You hear some backwoods shit happening down there, and I'm like, Kansas,
yeah. We're not you know, there. The United States has gotten a long way talking shit on each other. Like, one of these days we're going to have to buck up and be like, we're all racist pricks. We're all bigoted assholes. Missouri, they're fucked. Alabama, those guys are fucked. Yeah. Louisiana, y'all are fucked. Kansas, we're fucked. Nebraska, you guys are fucked.
Probably.
North Carolina, fucked. Georgia, you guys are fucked. I mean, come on. Kentucky?
Yeah, no.
Illinois seems a little okay, but then it's like corrupt as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like nowhere, no matter where you go, it's...
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I think... I feel like it's probably pretty bad no matter where you go.
And so, you know, I really believe in education.
I mean, there's only like 2 or 3 black people in all of Michigan if Prince is on tour, you know. If it goes up to 5 or whatever, but, you know. There's a lot of, I guess, it seems like people are pretty, pretty convinced that these lists of KKK members are on the legit. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Anonymous hasn't really led us too far astray. They've done some pretty crazy shit that I think could be argued. I think most of what they've done is just fine, though. You got to ask yourself what reason they would have for blacklisting these folks.
Yeah, what do they have against these people if it's all bullshit?
Exactly. Who's to gain? Interesting. What else you got on your list?
Well,
I don't know about that. I mean, Jesus Christ, KKK is like coming back stronger than they've ever been in our life. It's really disturbing. I don't like talking about it.
Yeah.
Which is why we should talk more about it.
It's really, really fucking so ridiculous. I don't understand it. I know there's like, it just reminds me of like the rich people's good old boy clubs, you know? They have these special ways of excluding, you know, the rest of society and, you know, and making sure that wealthy white males continue to be, you know, sharing power and sharing each other's influence and, you know.
They seem genuinely scared of black people. And that's the real issue. Like, I've been making a point lately of anytime I see anyone that looks like they've been marginalized in society whatsoever, whether it's the dumpy high school girl or the like scruffy old woman, or like today there was this dirty old biker looking guy with some really shitty tattoos and was, I mean, old as sin, but was looked, you know, it just looked like he'd been working that hard his whole life. He was all, walking all sort of haggardly and wearing a wife beater, for lack of a better term, undershirt, I suppose. But I looked up at him because we kind of were about to cross paths, and he looked away, looking almost ashamed, and I looked up and smiled because I realized that he thought I was scared of him just because I looked up at him, and I'm kind of a twitchy person in general, but I smiled and let him know, like, you know, and just kind of nodded, and he said, "Pardon me," and like moved out of the way, and it was nice that I want people to know that I'm not scared of them just because I look, I know I don't look normal, but I look, I mean, weird is the new normal, so I mean, I guess I look fairly normal, but hot topic-y normal, I guess.
I don't know if that still works. Do they still have this?
I don't know.
I haven't been in a mall. In years. I don't know what where the kids get their cool Chanko jeans nowadays.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess there's the cultural dichotomy that was born out of, you know, the segregation, and so there's this cultural separation, and you know, we haven't ever actually.
Experience. All classes of people are scared of each other these
days. Yeah, and we haven't ever experienced integration, you know, like...
Well, that's not true. I think we grew up integrated, yeah. And that's what makes us a little bit different, if anything, like, is yeah. that we grew up in an environment that was
yeah.
so thoroughly...
There's a lot of people, though, who did, even people in our town. Like, when I moved over to Morgan School, like, there was one black kid in the whole school, you know?
Well, I know, but in such a small town, we were able to grow up in Carrieville and Lincoln Elementary, where
very multicultural.
I could not grasp the fact that I could not have a kid play flat top haircut. Like, that's how multicultural it was. I mean, like, all of my friends had the last name
doesn't do that.
Gonzalez or Rodriguez or something, like, and or nobody thought twice about it. And, like, people made racist jokes or, like, stupid sexist jokes or gay jokes or whatever. But most of it was literally just bad humor. It had no malicious intent. Everybody was telling them with each other. Like, there was not... a segregatedness amongst our neighborhoods in the poor area, right. And then but it was such a small town that we got to grow up and all mush together into that big high school together, and we had to experience the middle class and the rich folks together, and I actually ended up hanging out with a lot more of the middle class kids and the richer kids because they were more well educated, and I hate you know, I'm saying this on fucking microphone, but I hate to admit that, like but it's the goddamn truth. Like, these people knew the books that I liked. These people knew the ideas that I wanted to talk about. Like, these are the ones that were fucking cared for. They had what they... and I had spent my life with my nose in my book, and so, like, I had more to talk with these kids about.
Yeah.
That's sad that it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
But you and I both were kind of that way. And I know that you didn't, like, not necessarily. But we both got exposed to a shit ton of different kinds of people, and that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I hated going to the rich kid school, you know, for 5th and 6th grade. Like, it was just... It was really, really cultural shock kind of thing. It was just fucking so different than what I was used to.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I was explaining to Zoe earlier how we grew up. I was talking to something. I said saying something about my best friend growing up, and she was like, "Well, I thought Luke was your best friend." I was like, "Actually," so I gave her a little brief synapse, and I mentioned that you went off to another school. Yep, and so it goes. That's a story for another podcast. We've only got 6 hours for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Here, let me play you mine.
Okay. All right. We're gonna pause.
Step it up another tab.
Casey's going to show me a video.
Quick video I want to show him, and maybe we'll put a link in the doobly-doo.
Yeah, we could post it in the comment section.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. First comment.
Yeah, like, you'll see the link. It'll be in our pants. It'll be in the doobly-doo.
Okay. We'll be back. Okay, we are back. We should have done that before. Before we turned it back on.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, really? Looking for that. That's funny. I was going to say, we should do it before you. Anyway, the video we watched, it's hard to explain. I had to immediately get over the use of the word flow.
Yeah, it's kind of new agey. But the thing is it's not a new agey thing.
The guy was scientifically explaining everything, but he kept using the word flow and flow state. And so once you get over that to understand exactly, you know, that he's
well, here's
not
the deal is that, like,
it makes
yeah, the flow state's the flow state's not just a new agey bullshit term. Like, there is a certain state where we are able to comprehend, get more done, get more learning done. I'm not here. I honestly figured that you would have known about the flow state and have kept track of.
Don't worry.
You got to do something about that.
All right.
Sorry, listener.
I got to save my wife from this spider real quick. Hold on, guys.
Fuck off. There's no ring on your finger. Bitch.
Reaction.
Yeah, but who's doing the fucking... who's doing the monster hunting? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now I've saved Casey from the...
I was like a...
somewhat harmless
wolf spider. Inch and a half fucking long wolf spider.
Inch and a half. It was 3 foot tall, and it had a very hairy back...
It's true.
17 tits that were all spewing toxins.
And its name was Terry.
I was going to say something.
So I wasn't actually here to talk about the flow state as a concept, but I'll get in because I kind of assumed that you would be familiar.
It's something that I've understood, you know, and like...
I mean, we can talk about it as a new agey term, but as a psychological term, it's essentially the same thing.
In sports, they call it being in the zone, and it's like they, you know, it's like something that's technically studied too, like the way this seemed to be scientifically studied.
That's exactly what it is.
Same
difference. So we're on the same page. So moving on, what he was talking about was not just the state of flow, but how the state of flow is. Oh, by the way, this is a video you can find on The Big Think, and follow them on YouTube because they're fucking awesome.
And the link's in the comment section.
Yes, link in the doobly-doo. But how the state of flow is broken down into 4 different sections instead of just this binary sort of you're in or you're out. And I'm sure as we study...
It's funny because it's like the flow of flow.
Yeah, exactly.
State
of flow. The state of flow.
So do you want to lead the listener through the 4 things? I mean,
that's what I was going to talk about. I believe as we keep studying flow, because it is such a new concept, that they'll find more and more about it, and it'll be even more nuanced than this blocky in or out 4 stages sort of thing.
Yeah.
But anyhow, he describes how at the beginning there is struggle. And in the struggle, and that's like even though this is like this a monumental, wonderful, heavenly feeling, like it all it has to start with planning, and that's so obvious that no matter what it is that you're doing, you have to practice it first, and you have to even if you're doing something you've done a million times over, you still are like, well, what am I going to do with it to really get into the flow? Well. Because let's go to my sticks. You know, that's the thing that I go, my devil sticks. That's how I really reach a good state of flow.
Yeah.
And even when I'm, you know, I can't just be mindlessly doing impressive stuff to other people. I mean, it's impressive to other people. It's nothing to me. I can do that.
Yeah.
That's not a state of flow. But when I'm reaching for that next thing, when I'm chasing the dragon, when I'm reaching for that next goal, seriously, that's exactly what it is. It's that next accomplishment.
It's funny because I was going to bring up the fire devil sticks we did too.
Yeah,
I was like, I definitely was, it, you know, it definitely brought me to a state of, like, immediate attention where it's just, like...
And struggle.
Yeah.
It required, like, all of your attention. And then the next state is release. And once you have got that attention, once you realize that this takes practice and you have to be planned, you have to plan and you have to struggle and whatnot, you have to forget about it and you have to
let your mind off completely.
Which is so funny because that goes back to so much of the New Age crap that we've been told before, yeah. Is that plant that seed and then let it grow. You know,
but the way he described it too was more, made a lot more sense. Was just saying that your conscious mind and conscious thoughts take up a lot of energy, but your subconscious doesn't take a lot of energy. So when you take that time to forget about, you know, just not think about it, your subconscious is actually working on it. And so you're subtly getting a benefit that you're not consciously aware of. You're kind of building framework and stuff.
And that's almost why
like
so
a,
often...
like exercising a muscle and then letting it rest so the muscle can build.
Exactly.
You know, like,
and that's why so often you need to walk away from a puzzle.
You know, walk away from a problem and come back to it a little while later. So often when I'm teaching kids how to juggle, they have to, they'll walk away and they'll come back an hour or two later during the fair, during the festival. And like, let me try that again. And they... right into it. They'll be doing stuff that they had been trying, like it's nothing.
Onto the third stage.
And onto the third stage, and that the stage is the stage of the state of flow. Excuse me. And during that state of flow, he said that your body starts releasing nitric oxide, and it starts, which flushes out the stress hormones and flushes your body. And
yeah, what's interesting about that too is the. I don't know if it's nitric or is it nitrous?
No, he said nitric oxide.
Okay. So I was like, that sounds groovy.
Yeah, no. The fourth stage is the recovery stage. And in the recovery stage, you feel drained. All of those great new hormones that just got into your system are all gone, been passed. So you need to go back out into the sun and eat some greens and just replenish with vitamins and minerals and yada, yada, yada. So then he went on to mention that basically his point was you need to focus on both ends of that, the struggle and the recovery. Mm-hmm. And if you can get better at the struggle and get better at the recovery, then you will really be able to hack your flow.
God, they use such shitty cheesy terms.
I know.
I get it.
It's really difficult to you know.
They're trying to sell ideas, and people are fucking stupid.
Advertising ideas though makes them so less digestible.
Oh, I know.
I guess, but
he explained it well, and that was interesting, and that's a little something to chew on, folks. And that it is real simple. Duh. I mean, it's one of those things you hear him say it, and it's like, well, yeah, sure. But honestly, practice this. Check this out. Like, I'm going to try and actually, like, incorporate this. Oh, yeah, and that's something I wanted to mention was there's also this concept, and we could, if you really want to, pause and check out this other video called Nice Guys Finish First. And I don't remember who put it up, but it probably is Big Think. It's something they would put up. But I just really recommend just checking it out at some point. But, It's essentially a study where they prove that you don't nice guys don't finish last. Like when they've done tons of double blind studies where the situation is.
I'm being an asshole.
Do you? I can't. Okay, you've got. God damn it! I'm not gonna be able to explain this. You've got two people participating. They can each person can either take a lot of money or a little bit of money, and if they take a little bit of money, then the other person get, I don't know. You could always screw the other person over and get more money. That's what it is. You could screw the other person over and get more money, or that's what it is. You could take their money. I don't remember. You should listen to the thing. I'm too tired to explain it.
Yeah.
But long story short, they he pauses. endlessly. They found out when people cooperate with even with an unknown, even with someone that they don't see out there in the world, it's always beneficial for everyone to cooperate. And when people cooperate, which is more likely, then everybody wins out.
I think I dig what you're saying. I think
this should be a morning show. That's what I'm trying to say.
Morning.
Morning, morning. Well, I'm all fucking fucked up, hyper on coffee.
Yeah, spazzing out.
So I'm sitting here drinking my fizzy water.
I know. Okay. Well.
But yes, I'm sorry. Anyhow, think about that. So the state of flow mixed with the nice guys finish first thing, like, makes for a great work day, really. Like, think about, like, if you could structure, everybody works together, and everybody works on a plan together, and then they break, and they try and let it go and get things done, and everybody enter the flow. And then, and I don't know. I think that this is kind of what we're trying to do at my place, at my job, you know? Yeah. Like, except they didn't have this. They didn't have the scientific backing. You know, it's just like they're trying. This is how it's wound up. You know.
Yeah. Which is nice.
It is.
Things find their natural flow.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Okay. We can stop being corny. What's your next thing?
Well, I think we're at our best when we're outraged. So we should just get right into
like
the
being angry.
Get right into the politics. So
this fucking fly in this motherfucking room.
I swear to God, we should get a
he's gonna make
something
back
to smash it with.
I don't like jerk around, trying to hit him. Like, oh motherfucker! That's gonna be it. All right. Next time you hear that,
we're being terrorized, folks.
That was me. That wasn't the fly.
Just kidding. We'll bring Louie.
Yeah, Louie will scare him away.
The creepy clown.
All right, our painting of Louie by the Andersons.
So,
why are you painting? I'm not pointing at me. You watch.
The angry political rant. Yeah. So,
hold on.
Here's the deal. In Kansas. Okay, you know how when people make bills before they become laws, and they put the bills before houses?
The Williams.
Yeah, so here in Kansas, you don't have to have your name on a bill.
Oh, yeah!
And so
I remember that.
People don't, I mean, like, it's just so fucking ridiculous and backwards, like. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So okay. So who submitted what? Or I mean, like, what got submitted that like nobody's owning up to?
Exactly. All of it.
Oh really? Like, I don't know why it got brought up again, because this passed like, fuck, I want to say like 15 years ago.
Yeah, we have the least transparent legislature in the country.
Hmm.
So
according to the Daily Cause on Sunday,
more than
25th.
More than 90% of the bills introduce anonymously.
Wow. More than 90% of our bills are introduced anonymously.
That seems a little, underhanded.
You think? I mean, fuck, I hate to say it, but, like, I mean, I really hate to say it, but when Cenk Uygur's talking about Wolfpack, and he's like, you guys can do this. You guys can do this out there. Well, I mean, like, not Kansas, because they're all bought out by the Koch brothers. But fuck, everywhere else, you guys can do this. That's depressing. And that's right there is, I mean, that's proof of it. I mean,
yeah.
Which is why I'd like to ask you, listener, I mean, if you're in the 66044, if you're in the fucking Kansas area at all, dial up your congressman. Get online, wolf-pack.com.
What's that? Wolf?
Wolf-pack.
Dash pack. Is it PAC?
PAC. That's Political Action Committee, right? A political action committee, like a super PAC.
Yeah.
But this is a wolf pack.
Which is awesome. We should get those shirts made up with the wolf and the moon, like those really cheesy, like...
Yeah, they've got them.
What we call white
trash. You'd be supporting them if you got it from them, yeah. Which is awesome. Plus, there's lots of ways that you can help out. But here, there's, I mean, a really nice dude in Wichita, Saint something or other. God, he has a cool name, too. But he runs Kansas's wolf pack, and he'll talk to you for 10 minutes, run you through, like, what the plan is, how to talk to the congressman, and just what kind of things to talk, you know, like, how to address things. And, you know, and I asked him even, I was like, hey, can we go off script? And he's like, well, yeah, if you're comfortable with that, you can. But it's really easy, and it's
wolf-pack.com.
Wolf-pack.com.
You click on the Join Us tab.
Yes. First, just sign the petition. First thing you're going to do.
Okay, first thing I do is I sign the petition.
Okay, anyway. And let's read the petition for people. The petition says, I support a constitutional amendment saying that corporations are not people and they do not have the right to spend money to buy our politicians. Our goal is 200,000 signatures. We have 150,000 at 122.
About to have 123 because I'm going to sign my name right now.
Yeah. Well, they had much less when I started. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was down like here.
Nice.
But anyhow, they... let's see what happens as it comes up,
and
I'm sure
they
can explain it better than
I can. As you can hear, probably, with my monkey knuckles smashing the computer. I'm going to make the mobile phone optional. No, I trust
you. You're
going
to have to learn to type one of these days. Just think of it as a game.
Yeah, I used to know how to type, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, man. I just don't.
K.
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 Hoser.
E.
All right. Way to keep the listener entertained while I type so slow, Casey.
Well, you're supposed to be entertaining me. what the fuck, man? I came over here to
Rogue
hang out.
Is
you're just
Lynch
like
Street.
Type and stuff. Okay. Well, yeah. No, you're doing exactly.
No.
This is my passion. Like honestly,
I know.
Like
pretty much for everything we've recorded as far as we've been recording everything but the first one, I think you've slipped the wolf pack in and said
it's important. And honestly, if I wasn't so caught up in, like, you know, paying the bills, I'd be doing this more often. Alright, thank you for signing. Tell all your friends that they should join too.
Okay, so when you click on the volunteer tab.
Oh no, actually, let's go back.
Okay.
Don't click on the volunteer, it's too late. They're going back with me. We're going to go ahead and click on, scroll down, see where it says the plan.
The plan. All right.
What's the plan, Stan?
There you go. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You become part of the wolf pack. You sign up.
And then they explain.
And then they tell you the ultimate goal. Free haircuts.
No, free haircuts. No. It's nothing weird like that, and it's bipartisan for sure. I'm just going to go ahead and read some of this for you. So, yeah, let me do it. To restore representative democracy in the United... Oh, okay. Our ultimate goal, to restore true representative democracy in the United States by pressuring our state legislatures to pass a much-needed free and fair elections amendment to our Constitution. There are only two ways to amend the Constitution. One, go through our federal government. Two, go through our state legislatures via an amendments convention of the states. I'm going to say that again. Two, go through our state legislatures via an amendments amendments convention of the states. Okay? That's the important part here. Wolfpack believes that we can no longer count on our federal government to do what's in the best interests of the American people due to the unfettered amount of money that they receive from outside organizations to fund their campaigns. I'm pretty sure that, and I'm digressing here, but I'm pretty sure that 90% of the people out there in the world or in the country agree with that.
Right.
No matter what side of the thing they're on.
Yeah.
I'm going to start that over again. I'm going to say this again. Wolfpack believes that we can no longer count on our federal government to do what is in the best interest of the American people due to the unfettered amount of money they receive from outside organizations to fund their campaigns. We point to the failure of the Disclose Act as rock-solid evidence that this would be a total waste of our time, effort, and money. We also point to the recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to not even hear a case filed by Montana claiming it did not have to abide by Citizens United as proof that the state legislation is not a sufficient measure to solve the problem. We believe that we have no choice but to put an amendment in the hands of our state legislatures who are not, at this moment in time, completely blinded by the influence of money and might actually do what 96% of the country wants, take away the massive influence that money has over our political process.
There you go, folks.
That's
a call to action.
The reality is, if you want to save your democracy, get off your ass.
Wolf dash back. PAC.
All right. We can talk about that for hours.
Well, you could.
But, like...
Now I signed.
What else is on your list? You'll get the emails.
I know. Give the guy a call
when you're bored.
Well, okay. And this is the thing. I guess we can kind of go over how shitty our Kansas legislature is.
Okay.
Rage. So there's been a trend, basically, starting in 1925, everybody had authorship on the bills. 80% of the bills had lawmakers' names on them. 50 years later, which would be 1975, only half did. Then by 2005, only three quarters were committee bills. And in 2015, 92% were. So these committee bills just don't have any names on them. You just make a committee and then,
Yeah, but people make a name of themselves by being heads of committees. So who are the heads of these committees?
Well, no, it's anonymous committee bills.
Oh, that's a fucking crock of shit, man. It's the goddamn Koch brothers, you know it.
Yeah, they're pretty scandalous. Yeah, it's a shame, too, because we have so few Democratic representatives that there's just not a lot they can do.
Well, that's bullshit. Even the Republicans don't want to have to be swayed by money. Yeah. They don't want to have to do the bidding of some motherfucker when he calls up and says, "Hey, remember I donated to your campaign." It would be so much easier if everybody just got an allotted sum of money. You want to run for office? You're serious about it? All right, go do this thing, and then bring it back, fill out the paperwork, and then you'll get this amount of money to spend on a campaign.
Yeah, but then...
But then what?
But what about the greedy people who just want more and more and more? What more are they going to do? More money.
They go out and work for it. Stop campaigning.
Well,
because campaigning is not where you get money.
But say I'm a politician. I don't want to work, okay?
Well, then you're SOL.
I don't want to work for my money. I just want free money.
Yeah, that's what they keep talking about us. That's what they say about us. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because...
The entitled generation.
We're so entitled. Except for the East to be able to have a part-time job and pay for college, and now you need to work, 17 hours a day to pay for college.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Yeah, I think this is pretty depressing, and we should maybe just read reviews from local establishments.
No, I want to read a comment I saw online earlier. Look, in the 1995, you could get a part-time job at the hardware store and put yourself through Harvard, so why are you complaining about finances today? Just work your way through school, get a good lifelong job with a company with great benefits, save up for 4 or 5 years to buy your house in cash, and then coast in on the American dream trademark, lifestyle.
Nice.
Unless you're some irresponsible millennial who can't manage their money. I want to give credit to Joe Dean, I guess. I don't know this person, but he made that comment on some friend of ours.
I mean, the topic is out there, folks. Shut the fuck up. Stop calling us so entitled. Like, you guys are the ones that have fucked up this entire generation. And...
yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of spoiled fuckers that don't...
yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not just a generational thing. Like,
yeah. Mm. So...
oh, I get riled up. Oh, what's this?
There's
a Sex City.
A game called Adventures in Sex City. And it's it was made by the Canadian government to educate kids about sex, but...
are you serious?
There's a character... There's also a Sex City 2, alcohol and substance misuse.
Oh, yeah, let's go get a prostitute.
Adventures in Sex City. So, I think... at some point,
sit on the Chesterfield and have her on.
There's a superhero in here called Captain Condom.
Oh, that's hilarious! And there's a condom light in the sky.
Choose your character.
Choose your character.
Captain Condom, Power Pap.
Who is like a gray guy? He's neither black or white. He's like graced, gray toned. And then there's the short Asian girl, and then there's the ridiculously short black androgynous mohawk character.
I think it's got a mustache.
Oh, is that a... really?
I think it's a tiny...
and then
Willie the Kid.
Oh, yeah. And then there's, like, tall, blonde, miniskirted. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I gotta read you the description of Willie the Kid, the short mohawk. Willie the Kid was bullied as a child because he never grew taller than 4 feet.
Because he looks like E.T. and Mr. T had
E.T. and Mr. T had a baby.
Willie the Kid.
And it's Willie the T Kid.
And now is sensitive to others who are different. He joined the sex squad to prove size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter.
But listen to his... listen to his superpower.
It's all about how you use it.
Massive rock hard strength is his superpower.
Holy shit.
I gotta read Captain Condom.
It's
okay,
small,
sorry.
But it keeps going.
Gosh.
And it just keeps
going. So Captain Condom was a scientist who constantly worked in his lab to create the perfect condom. Due to a freak accident, he is now half condom, half man.
Bill Gates?
He spends his time handing out free condoms. His power stretches to any size like a condom. When used correctly, is 98% effective.
This sounds like a shitty episode of Community.
And the girls are cool. Power Pap is sexually active and is a strong believer in getting tested regularly. After a close encounter with a horrible STI, she was treated and now dedicates her life to testing and pap tests. Power uses X-ray vision to spot infections.
What?
But wait.
What? She uses X-ray powers to spot infections.
Yes.
But she's still going and getting regularly checked?
Well, she's a little OCD. Just... what the fuck is that? Hey, this is a very accepting superhero squad. So the girl with the V on her chest...
she just has to get laid, so you want to have another excuse.
The tall, blonde, white girl. Her name is Wonder Badge. Yeah, Wonder Badge is a virgin, believes in true love, and promotes abstinence until marriage. Power, human lie detector, can tell if a person is lying.
What a bitch.
So I'm going to go ahead. I think I'm going to have to choose Willie the Kid.
Oh, Willie the Kid.
And then I'm going to go to the battle.
Oh, absolutely. No, so, dude, you're going into battle? Pick a virgin. She's going to be so pent up.
Oh, I know.
Jesus Christ.
So if you guys want to play this game at
home... the Sperminator.
We could put this in the doodly-doo. Goddamn. I fucking don't. I don't want to say that. I'm stupid. I'm putting this in the comment section.
Mm-hmm.
I warned you, get tested, he says. Watch it. Oh, wow. So you go... I think it's healthunit.com... /adventures-in-sex-city. Anyway, it's pretty fun.
I'd be willing to bet if you Google Sex City, you come up with all sorts of fun stuff.
And it's basically like you answer questions. And this one says there is
a vaccine.
True or false, there is a vaccine to cure HIV. I'm going to say false.
You're wrong.
It's hidden in a government lab somewhere in Africa.
I know. The Canadian conspiracy things. Oh, I bet you the U.S. government's got one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Why else would they make it and give it to black people?
Oh, haven't you read The Invisibles? Oh, that's way Irish.
Yeah.
How did that get Irish?
Oh. Well, what's your change at home?
Go! Eat the potato.
Fuck, man.
I'm telling you. You gotta work on your Canadian accent.
It's 9:40 at night, and I'm like deliriously like.
I know. Ooh, he used a condom shield in it, the Sperminators.
Oh!
Oh my god. Do you see the Sperminator?
I do.
Do you
he
see
looks
what,
like a generic sort of wrestler figure.
Yeah,
with a
take
mask.
A closer look at where his hands
are. Oh my
be.
God, his hands are giant. Throbbing penises.
I mean, like, huge. Like, there's no way on earth
it's
any
like
woman
from,
could
honestly
from
fist
elbow
that.
To where fist should be. Is
there's
a
the,
that's
terrifying. It's the size of
poor Willy the Kid.
Willy the Kid's entire body.
But
oh, that's horrifying.
Kids, go out and play Adventures
no,
in Sex City.
I gotta get
City.
A picture of this. We'll put this on the fucking web.
I don't think this is appropriate.
I didn't. Why not?
Yes, why not? We'll take a picture for future generations.
Alright.
So, yeah, Adventures in Sex City. Good times, kids. Check it out.
I'm sharing that shit now.
There's also a part 2, which is about drugs and substance misuse. And I hope it has just as flavorful characters as the other one, because if it is, I'm going to shit myself. Oh, it's the same characters, except for they got rid of the blonde chick.
And they added the Sperminator without
and they took the penises hands. Off of his hands.
Dude, my Instagram followers are going to be like, what? I just said that.
What? Like, what? What? Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Man, you guys are seriously going to flip your lid when you play Captain Common.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yep. So that's good.
Isn't that great?
Fucking terrifying. You're really scary.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What?
True or false question. You can get addicted to marijuana. I'm gonna say false.
Yeah. Sorry. Some people have a hard time quitting and have to find rehab treatment.
For marijuana.
They're called giant vaginas. No, I'm kidding. This is
they're called fucking pussies. No.
No,
yeah.
I mean it's psychologically addictive, which means it doesn't make it not. I don't know.
Sploosh.
Sploosh. Did it say sploosh? Because that would be fucking hilarious.
Drinking games are a good, safe way to get drunk. Well, yeah, that's true. Sorry. No. What do you know? Drinking games can be dangerous. Can lead to blackouts, hangovers, and even alcohol poisoning. Sounds
if
fun.
If you're lucky. If you do it right. Oh, I hope Donovan never listens to these.
Yeah, someday.
No.
Not even then. I'm just thinking, you know, like, if I ever die, you're like, well, there's that record of me being an idiot.
Bam, it's posted online. Mm-hmm. And now it's going up on our website.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going up on our Facebook page. This may get me in trouble with Facebook.
Well, I would think so.
You would think so?
Yeah. It's a big, giant cock, yeah. It is a cartoon cock, but
that's the thing. It's a cartoon. It's the banner. It's the whatever you call that.
Well, I guess we'll know that people are looking at our page when it gets reported. Okay? That's how we do it.
There's a really beautiful tree with a root system as the profile picture. And then a giant He-Man wrestling mask action figure looking motherfucker with penis.
That's awesome.
Penis arms.
So by the time you hear this, if Facebook hasn't already,
go check it out. See, that's the thing. You go to KAWCAST Caucast Podcast, right?
Sure.
Isn't that what we called it?
I don't know. I think it just says Caucast. I'm pretty sure. So, I think...
Caucast. Performance art. That's us. Yeah. So you go there, you like that picture, you like our page, and then you'll get regular updates about when you post the thing.
About
when
stupid,
we post the thing.
Stupid shit.
About nothing.
Yeah. So... segment that we planned on doing at some point.
What was that? Ooh, I'm excited. What are we planning?
Doing Yelp reviews of local strip clubs.
Oh my god, that was one of our earliest oh, fuck yeah.
So, maybe,
well, can I do my own reviews first? No.
Yeah,
I know. Pardon. Let's go ahead and read these. Let's read them out loud. And what site are we on?
I don't know.
We are on Yelp, I believe.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I thought you asked what side are we on. I'm like,
what side are we
the
on?
The reviewers?
We're
or the
on
outhouse?
The side of the strippers.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Whatever
that
side
was
that is.
The answer I was going to get.
All right. The top commenter for the Outhouse strip club right outside of Lawrence, which is, I will say, guaranteed fact of the matter, the very first strip club that Luke or I had ever been to. I know that because we were there at the same time, the very first time.
You there for Derek's best birthday party when he turned 27?
Yeah, because he had to prove something to
himself. It was fucking so creepy.
Oh, yeah, it's a shithole. But let's look the... this person gave them 4 out of 5 stars. That's incredible. Back in 2012. I dance part-time and have worked at many clubs in different states, and this is my opinion. Well, that's cool and all. I was looking for something more funny. Not like a professional sort of opinion. How about 4 out of 5 stars from this person? Oh, and they're from California. This place is a dive bar in all its glory. We went on a Wednesday night, had to check it out with it being BYOB, and I'm from California. That's unheard of. Maybe 10 guys total and something like 8 dancers or so. Nice ratio. I was expecting grumpy, I'm not making what I'm shaking attitude. Not here. Everyone was totally cool, happy, not hounding you for dances. This is not Gold Club Centerfolds in San Francisco, but I will say I was pleasantly surprised. Did a quick check for bullet holes and teeth. If you're in the area... What?
I don't know.
What? If you're in the area and looking for an interesting time and story to bring home, I would like... Oh, did a quick check for bullet holes and teeth. Teeth on the floor. Yeah. Ah, gotcha. If you're in the area and looking for an interesting time and story to bring home, I would highly suggest checking this place out. If the dive bar strip club is your scene... Also, there is a membership thing you have to register for in some clubs. There is a waiting list, but not here. Enjoy your...
You only live once.
Yeah. Who wants to die knowing they've never been to a strip club located in a cornfield?
That's a pretty good review.
Yeah.
Whoa, somebody from Gillette, Wyoming's got a 5-star review.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
These are some amazing reviews.
Okay, here's someone with a 1-star review. Let's hear what they have to say. And this person's a local from Kansas City, Missouri. And this was in 2008. So maybe it was before they got good. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you in a little secret. I was there not that long ago.
Yeah.
And they're not that great.
I think this guy's just mad that it's not a punk venue, actually.
Oh, is it that whole thing? Well, let's go ahead and read it. Unfortunately, the place transformed from an underground 80s punk venue into a nude picnic. Located on the edge of town, the outhouse oddly allows you to bring your own booze and observe gals who remove clothing for revenue.
It's like this guy's never ever heard of a strip club,
yeah,
but he knows what a fucking punk venue is. Like, this is a place where women apparently take off their clothing to earn revenue.
Wow.
Nice. That guy really knows the bedroom talk. There's a 4 or a 1 star. Susan B. from L.A. did not like it.
Mm-hmm. She has way too much to say about that. Good shit, Lord Lady. Here's 1 5 stars. A basement above ground in the middle of nowhere that was vital to the Midwest punk scene in the mid-late 1980s, early 90s, turned BYOB nudie bar. Perfect, methinks. That's hilarious. What does that say? I second the wildest place ever, or at least I've been in a while. Perma smile from the sheer awe of not believing my eyes. Bathroom covered in puke the entire night, using a cooler filled with whiskey and beer for seat, and some other unmentionable things happening behind a curtain. I remember the punk club, also covered in puke, generator operated, and the holes in the walls.
What the fuck, man? Well, there you go, folks.
The outhouse. So, if you're looking for a time.
For a time. Oh, lordy. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I mean, they have, like, a lot of people are all about talking about it being a... These guys should just have a Reddit board to talk about the outhouse is.
I bet they do. The outhouse used to be cool. .com/reddit/com/reddit/ JPEG.
Yeah.
Jip and GIF. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Hey, listener. That's for you.
for me to have to fuck with her.
Yeah, no, that's great.
In this instance, you're the listener.
I warned you, though. You'll know it's coming.
Yeah. How about a good cop story?
All right. How about a good cop story?
You got one?
God damn it. Are you doing that again? Hold on. Let me think. I think I might have one. Hold on.
No? Got a bad cop story?
I'm going through them real quick. Oh, yes. I do have a good cop story. You've probably heard it because, you know, when good cop stories happen, they, like, plaster them around, but the cop gal that was called to take care of his little argument, and she happened to be in the area, so she walked up, and these gals are yelling at each other, and like teenage gals, and so she walks up and she's challenges them to a dance off, and of course I think a couple of them just kind of dork it off and they're like, oh, whatever, and like, but one of them's like, okay. And, like, starts dancing, and then she dances back, and they start, like, going off. And they got a video of the whole thing, and...
Nice. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And it's dorky and silly, and it breaks up the tension, and it de-escalates the situation, which is exactly what they're there for.
Yeah. It's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Not slamming them to the fucking ground like they're animals.
Yeah, I think that's good. Seems like a much better policy than brutalizing people.
Uh-huh.
But that's also something for, like, civilized people. People who educate and put money into colleges.
Yeah.
We don't do that. Oh,
here's another one. This is the one I was trying to think of. So the local stickball game guys they won the thing, and that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of slept through that. In fact, the next day my wife was like, you didn't hear the fireworks going on?
Yeah.
That's the night I wound up with all this fucking backache the next morning. I slept like a rock.
Yeah.
So, nope. Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So the next day, my boss is talking about how downtown got so crazy. It was just like 8 years ago when KU got to the championships or went to the won the championships, whichever mm-hmm. it was. Yeah, it was winning the championship when everything went crazy and went down to Mass. But this time it was just all college kids and all jocks, and they were going nuts, and like they were pulling down signs, and like at one point they were asking these guys to like come down, you're under arrest, you need to get down, you're pulling down the sign, that is vandalism, come down, you're under arrest, please come down. And the guys just kept doing it and kept pulling on it and shit. And I mean, that's just insane. That's ridiculous. Like, if that was a protest, it would have been mace and beatings and yeah. riot gear.
I'm going to guess they were probably somewhat wealthy white men, too, getting away with this.
I would assume. I mean, they're college kids. I mean, yeah. Let's just say they're college kids. I don't know. But it's nice that the cops responded well enough.
Yeah.
They didn't bash them, you know. They didn't do anything stupid just
yeah,
because.
Yeah, pat on the back for not beating up people.
But the college kids are fucking idiots. They tore down the fucking goalposts. You know that? You know how many thousands of dollars that is?
It's
I don't.
Like 11 it's or 12, I think.
I thought it was more than that, but yeah, it's a ridiculous amount. It'd be thousands and thousands of dollars.
$12,000 is still a lot of fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that's about half of.
And like, go team! Seriously, I do love. I mean, like, I love the Royals. There's a lot of sentiment when it comes to that shit. My family was a baseball family that loved it. I'm burnt out on it myself personally. I got nothing against professional sports. I think it gets way too much attention, and way too much money thrown into it. But that doesn't mean that I don't like it. I do like the sort of unification that it brings to a city, and it's cool. That's a fun vibe, but not at the cost of the city itself. Not when there's other things that are so much more important. It's really frustrating when people can show up. They can drop everything to show up for a fucking parade, for a fucking sport, for the baseball team, but they can't fucking get out to vote or bother to sit down and watch a fucking 5-minute video explaining what the fuck is going on in their world around them.
Yeah. Or do something good for their community.
Or bother to fact check the fucking thing that they just heard that infuriates them.
The fake news.
Whatever it is that upsets them.
Mention of Fox News. Casey storms out. There you have it, folks. Casey's mad as hell. The mere mention of Fox News. I'm sure he'll come back eventually.
Yeah, fuck off.